The chimes are the times, and the music for your soul, your kind of radio.
The Dark Side with Madame Ravencroft, Canada's only gothic mainstream radio program and only found on 98.5 CKWR.
Your kind of music, all day, all night, right here on your one and only station.
Serving the Tri-Cities region for nearly 50 years, we are 98.5 CKWR.
Warning, the following program may include songs containing strong coarse language, sexual references or religious critique. Listener discretion is highly advised.
This is The Dark Side with Madame Ravencroft on 98.5 CKWR.
'80s, '90s, right now. This is 98.5 CKWR. Hey, my super sweet ravelings and goblins. Welcome back to the second hour of The Dark Side. I am the hottest. I mean the hostess of this special radio program dedicated to music rarely if ever being heard on mainstream radio. That is, until now. We just heard in the previous tri-set, the third of the evening, music from Toronto's new wave eccentric pop musical artist Eva Everything at the start of our set with her 1985 song, No Pleasure, from her No Pleasure Painless 12-inch vinyl album. Spinning into our second song with Sydney, New South Wales, Australian goth rock, alternative rock lead singer Steve Kilby and The Church with their 1988 hit, Under the Milky Way, from the Starfish album. Then spinning down, we had American Tallahassee, Florida lead singer Rogue and The Crook Shadows with their 2004 hit, Edge of the World, from the EP Fortress in Flames.
The green tracking arrow stopped pointing ahead.
I know, this area is so dark. Can you see anything?
All I can perceive are large above-ground roots and larger holes and pits in the ground. Lady Ravencroft, move your hand around to see if you can re-establish the target.
Ah, it's pointing downwards. She must be in one of these holes. I'll have to be careful not to trip on the roots, else I'll fall into one myself. Lorelei, are you here?
Laura, is that you? I'm down here.
You hear that?
Yes, I hear. As does Celine. She's already pouncing ahead of us. Her hypersenses have locked onto something. Best that we follow her. I'll increase the brightness of my external luminosity for you.
Good. I love the thinking on the fly you're doing. You're thinking of others. Excellent. Lorelei, shout out where you are.
Tamara, I'm in an underground cavern. I fell into it. I'm glad you're here.
Yes, we came to find out what happened to you. Magnus filled us in on what happened. You didn't return, and he asked us to search you out. You were chasing after an imp? Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. Wrenched my foot a bit. Plus, I'm dusty and hungry. I have the imp recaptured in another soul gem, don't worry. However, my magical staff is beyond my reach, dear. It stayed above ground as I fell. I'm afraid I'm stuck down here.
Celine, Eva, seek out that staff.
I found your friend's mystical staff. Magical creatures naturally can sense magical artifacts. Her staff is giving off a light and volume hum.
Good, we have it. Celine, scamper down and get this to Lorelei. Lorelei, dear, hold on. I'm sending Celine down to give you your staff. Celine is why I sought you out. She's a werebeast. Actually, a werepanther. She made her way into the Dark Mirror for a purpose. I suspect she was seeking you out. You disappeared and she was disoriented. I'm only helping her finish out her mission.
How did you know?
Well, while Celine was on my shoulder in werekitty mode, she was communicating with me through telepathy. Her story, the puzzle pieces were fitting nicely. I was understanding why she was here.
I have it. Thanks to Mara. She's a cute werebeast. You say she was coming to see me?
Yes, you told me you have been looking for a familiar. Obviously, Celine answered your call. I just happened to help her find out where you were. From another perspective, when you went off the map, her hypersenses caused her to linger about in the cemetery in my own home realm until she could pick up on the scent again, which failed to happen.
We can talk as we make our way back to my home. I'm glad to be out of that hole.
Yes, Eva, who is next in the Dark Side's program queue?
The songs next in the queue are CUC and the Banshees and Theater of Tragedy.
By the way, Lorelai, this is my companion Eva. She's an ascended fae. She's a great asset to me.
You're a wisp.
Yes, I am of the fae. I am a high-level ascended chi.
Well, dear, I'm pleased to meet you.
Well, we really need to get back into the program. We shall see you listeners later on after our next set. See you later.
80s, 90s, today. Putting community first since 1973. We are 98.5 CKWR.
Thank you. lovely fall. Mouth to mouth, raining heaven's blows. Hand on heart, tic-tac-toe. Under the stars, naked as we flow. Cheek to cheek, the bittersweet. Commit your crime in your deadly time. With Siamese twins riding intertwined, face to face, no telling lies. The moss they slide to reveal a new disguise. You never can wait, it's the state I'm in. This danger grips and my complicated.
This is my battle cry.
I can
chaos. They are unstoppable.
Gorgeous listeners, welcome back to the Mighty Dynamo. That's 98.5 CKWR to those not in the know. But you should be in the know knowing that 98.5 CKWR is such a marvelous radio station. Anyways, I'm glad you found your way to our home on the dial, and well, we are thankful for your curiosity. In our last triplex of songs, we had right at the top with Stravinger, Norway, goth metal band, Theater of Tragedy, and Lorelei from the 1998 album Aegeus. Next was the gothic rock classic from Susie and the Banshees from London, England with Face to Face off the 1992 Batman Returns OST album, as well as from the band's own 1992 EP Face to Face. Then wrapping up the set, we had Toronto's own synth goth band Area with a new song drop from the lead singer Jennifer Parkin with Battle Cry off her current 2022 album Battle Cry. So, is everything all right with you, Lorelei?
Yes, my dear. You worry too much.
How is it you found yourself here? I left my home to discover the world and to study the humans.
Well, Eva, the Darkmere invited me. I had no family back in Bristol. I'm from across the pond. I felt the world darkening around me. I took up their offer.
Well, that's an understatement on the darkening world's part. Trust me, it scares me from time to time being there.
Don't tell me things are getting worse back home tomorrow.
I'm afraid so. Chaos has gripped the world. I'm trying day to day to make sense of things, trying to keep my head above water.
Eva, you came to learn about humanity at the worst time in their history. You're liable to get a skewed sense of what the greatness they can accomplish.
I have Lady Ravencroft to filter out the radical behavior of humans from the respectable ones.
True. Lorelei, I need a favor.
How may I help?
I have a friend, Winston. He was protected at the cemetery. We came across Celine. They had a brief tussle.
That's Winston. Jumps in before he thinks. It's part of like and mentality to protect that which they govern.
I broke it off. Winston got bit on his backside, had a few scratch marks on his nose.
He's already with the lycanthropic virus. He can't be reinfected.
Well, not entirely true. I've been noticing physiological changes, not indicative of lycanic changes. I also had a private test done. The virus within him is at a relatively one-third strength compared to other lycanthropes. He was infected by a mosquito, which only had a trace amount of the virus within its own system. But Winston doesn't know this.
Go no farther. So, he's returning to human form permanently?
Yes.
Celine, did you infect him, or did you control your saliva glands and prevented using your throat injector? Maybe? Celine, I need to get some saliva from your mouth, please. Tamara, take this potion back with you. Give it to Winston. It should counter Celine's virus enzyme. You need to tell him about the mosquito.
Thank you. I will. When the time is right, though. Celine, will you do okay with Lorelai?
She seems happy. I saw her transform as we were walking back. Then she caught up to us, then climbed up on Lorelai's shoulder.
She's fine. Celine's a very lovely soul. You're welcome to return anytime to visit her.
We shall. Eva, we need to get back to our home realm. What's upcoming in our next segment, please?
Scheduled a red lorry, yellow lorry, and Sheener car.
Good. We shall see you again, Lorelai. I'll let you and Celine bond over dinner. Thanks for everything.
No, I thank you for helping me out of that predicament and well bring me Celine. I've been so long without a familiar. It can be lonely in the confines of the Darkmere. Safe journey, Tamara. You're a good friend. It was lovely meeting you, Eva. Don't be a stranger. Oh, can you get me these for next time you visit?
Sure, we won't be strangers. Eva, let's get ourselves back to home base. Be aware that it is likely that the surroundings will be in full day cycle.
What was your plan in returning, Tamara?
Simply put, you entering my body. The Dark Mirror, however, will see us as one and allow you to pass through the veil. You naturally can plane shift. I would walk simultaneously as you move internally within me, keeping pace. Also, erect your glamour screen and cloak our entry back to the realm of reality, keeping us invisible so no others see us phase slip. Then when no one is around, you can decloak me.
Sounds like a plan. Let's go.
Take care, Lorelai, Celine.
Take care, you too.
As for you Gravelings and Gothlings, we shall see you after the next set.
The Gothic Empress of Waterloo Region can be reached directly by email at Madam Ravencroft. All one word, e@theendofmadam@gmail.com. Her internet home can be found on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Madam Ravencroft.
This is The Dark Side with Madam Ravencroft on 98.5 CKWR.
Appreciating our community and thanking them for supporting us for nearly 50 years. This is 98.5 CKWR.
Your kind of music, all day, all night, right here on your one and only station.
Oh, Starship Dragonfly.
Listening to The Dark Side on the brightest Botus radio station in the region, 98.5 CKWR. I'm the Gothic Empress, Madame Ravencroft, the haunted hostess of the hottest radio program on this side of the Termini between the dark and the dawn. I rather like that tag. That was New York City's new wave punk rock lead singer Deborah Harry and Blondie with Dragonfly off their 1982 The Hunter album. In the second cue position was indie rock, pseudo-goth wave, trance pop artist Sheena Cole from Montreal with her new song drop, Give It All, from her Future Is Now album. Then, starting our last set, was Leeds, England goth rock post-punk band Red Lorry, Yellow Lorry, belting out their 1984 tune, Monkeys on Juice, from their 12-inch vinyl EP. I sent that out to CKWR's very own veteran DJ programmers, Pete Fowler and Greg Secord of The Lost Indie City, found here on 98.5 CKWR each Saturday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Check them out and make their day. So, Eva, ready for plane shifting by face shifting into my frame?
Are you ready, Lady Ravencroft? Prepare yourself. You may receive a shock to your neurological system. Wouldn't it be better to just wait out the time at the Spectral Mansion?
No, I must return. I've work to do. I can't do it here isolated on this realm plane, nor at the Spectral Mansion, even though it's stocked with food, in which Lorelei can go to get groceries that I leave for her weekly at the mansion, where the Dark Mirror vibrates into our realm plane.
So that's what Lorelei meant when we were leaving.
Uh-huh. You got it. So are you ready, my ethereal partner?
Tamara. Eva. You need not have to do this. Ravencroft, hold thy action.
Lady Ravencroft, I feel a great presence. It's the Darkmare. It's the Darkmare themselves.
I hear as well as feel their eminence.
We see you heeded our call, and we see that you've adopted a new mortal identification, denizen of the She.
Yes, it allows me to communicate.
We know. We know all that happens. We control all that happens what we touch or interact with by our presence. We have watched your venture into our realm, Madame Ravencroft.
You took upon yourself a danger to help a friend, and to join a lost creature trying to reach your friend to link each other's destinies entwined. We are touched. We've vested upon you a magical device.
Materializing on your wrist is a golden ankh. With this device you can, at will, cross the realms we control. It will prevent any entity or creature from harming you or any assistant that accompanies you on your journey.
My thanks, O Darkmere.
You're free to transit at any time you wish to, without waiting for the interphase period. All you need to do is think where you wish to be, wave your hand in front of your person, then step through the dimensional rift.
Ravencroft, you're impressing us. You both work well together. We will continue watching. Carry on.
And as suddenly as they came, they fade away. Well, let's return home, shall we?
Yes, let's.
Eva, are we cloaked?
I'm in a phased translucency state, as are you, but I am not projecting. The device seems to also have that ability.
A built-in perception filter. I wonder what else this little bracelet can do. Anyways, I've got to get home. I'm beat as I am tired. What are you doing?
I'm going to travel the countryside as I usually do in the evenings, and shunt back to the Spectral Mansion to rest there.
So, back to the Darkmare then, with you?
Of course.
We've only been gone roughly half a day.
How do you know?
Well, today's newspaper on the record says Saturday. My watch says 3:17. Since it's not night out, it must be daytime.
I feel dumb.
Don't. Just learn from the observation. Make yourself better through the watching of how others use deduction. Anyways, who is in the second to final set of the morning, please?
It's the afternoon timer.
Sorry, routine of habit.
Oh, really? We have some somber and porcelain black ready and armed in the cue set.
Great, let's get to business and get those tunes playing. I'll see you, my gravelings and gothlings, after the set to wrap up the show.
The Gothic Empress of Waterloo Region can be reached directly by email at Madame Ravencroft, all one word, e at the end of madam, at gmail.com. Her internet home can be found on Facebook at www.facebook.com/MadamRavencroft.
Music with Bite. You're listening to The Dark Side with Madam Ravencroft on 98.5 CKWR.
Putting community first since 1973. 98.5 CKWR in Waterloo Region.
so cold. I like my glass full. I don't like bull, but I like Red Bull. I smell like Guns N' Roses. I look like money. I taste like rock and roll. I make her lick her lips. And all the drama's dead. I'm in the past life. I forgot her name, but I remember last night. You can do what you do. I done did enough. I'm on that gangster.
What's up, and welcome back to The Dark Side, here on Waterloo Region's best community radio station, 98.5 CKWR. I'm the haunting vampire empress of Waterloo Region, most know me as Madame Ravencroft. We had a double shot with Virginia's goth rock band Song Sombra and lead singer Brandon Pribus with In This Fog off their freshman 2019 album, A Funeral for the Sun. Then, end of the set at this evening's show, we finish up with Los Angeles goth rock alternative rock former Scene Queen Bad Girl, Elena Marie Beaton, and Porcelain Black with her 2011 Inception hit, This Is What Rock and Roll Looks Like, featuring Lil Wayne. This is a prime example of why it's not a smart idea to put out a song laden with profanity without also pairing it with a radio-friendly version of the exact same song. You can't promote the song if the explicit version is the only one in existence. This is also another reason why, when I welcome new bands, send in a high-quality MP3 of their work, which is why I also place a disclaimer to keep it clean, keep it professional request. That is, if you want to see your song on air. Else it will just get chopped up to make it broadcast permissible. Elena is a great singer, just that she overtly pushes the boundary of what is acceptable for radio, and this undercuts her own possible success. So again, keep it clean, please, if you send me an MP3 of your audio work. So it is here where I normally would say it is time to close the gates of Gothopolis Cemetery, and I tire to my crypt. However, I'm nowhere near the cemetery, and I'm looking down at the street from St. Matthew's Rampart Tower, where we hightailed it to during the break.
I like it up here.
This is where I go on evenings to clear my head and yet still give me an impression that I'm in the medieval times, when life wasn't so busy and chaotic. Sometimes Winston and I come up here to chat it up as we watch the nightlife go about their affairs.
Can we do a show up here?
Possibly, I suppose. Let me sleep on it. I'll mull the idea about. Leave it with me. Unfortunately, this show is about to end, my dear Gravelings and Gothlings, as Eva and myself wrap up another installment of The Dark Side. I and the Night Shift crew await to see you again next Saturday morning, in the darkest hour, just before the stink of dawn's ray of light stabs the night and sends it into temporary oblivion. But before I go, I leave you with this week's Madam's words of wisdom to take with you. Without humanity, there are no dreams. Without dreams, what is humanity? I lead out with Nashville, Tennessee's MA2 with their 2021 cover rendition of Evanescence's hit Going Under. Until we meet again, I and Eva bid you farewell, and as always, stay sinfully delicious. Bye.
Incidental music for The Dark Side was composed and performed by Bear McCreary, Mark van der Meulen, and Lorena McKennett.
CKWR, Real Radio.
Now I will tell you what I've done for you. 50,000 tears I've cried.